Hey.
Oh, hello, Joey.
What?
how much time is left on the timer?
Bro, yeah, the timer finished. Bat. The timer finished, oh. Dog. We're live.
Oh, Jackie. Shit.
Jackie, Ginger Bat, thank you for the resub. What do you mean Jackie, we're not ready? I give you a reset time. What does Jackie do? Oh, he has a doggy.
Okay.
Hi, Jackie. Joey's
hey, everybody.
We're waiting.
We were going to.
Graham, you can't be through,
finals,
right?
But you didn't give us enough time.
Oh, okay. You guys want to be like me. I understand. Yo, Tava,
yeah,
thank you for the follow.
We got the flannel on.
Yes, sir.
Joey,
yes, sir.
Is your mic like. Is Joey's mic incredibly loud? Like,
any yeah, wait, yes.
According
you're
to my thing.
Your mic is so loud. I don't know why.
Mic is like, so super, loud.
Super, oh, I'm getting trolled. I'm actually getting trolled because I'm literally looking at the levels and they're perfectly fine. Actually,
no,
fuck you.
No.
Actually, fuck you.
No,
I'm not doing this. Joey, loud as fuck. I'm about to hit end stream. If I'm loud as fuck, then shit. Why? Why did they drag me out? No, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. We're not doing this. We are not doing this. We are on a very limited timer. We can only stream for 55 more minutes. That's no more bullshit today. No.
Why did you copy my
yeah, for real.
What the hell, Joey?
I wore my flannel first.
LMV, thank you for the 2 months.
LMV, I love you.
Yeah. Thank you. So let it be known, I put the flannel on literally a minute before, like when there was a minute
because
left on the timer.
Lexi said it looked good.
Fabio, well,
yeah,
that
Fabio's really quiet.
Yeah, really quiet.
He's on 200 for me, so I can't really do anything about that. I'm not gonna lie.
Joey, you're so loud. Sound fix? No, it would be.
I actually. Anyways, guys, welcome to the stream. On the fly, head in the clouds, number 5 podcast.
Hey, chat.
We are, in fact, one event away from a scam. We are one event away from a scam chain if you guys are interested. Shut the fuck up! God damn! Alright, chat, so I've muted Discord just to get this out there. Aidlam and Vanishing Terror, thank you for the retweets. I appreciate it on the stream tweet. If you have not already, I will thank every single retweet on the stream tweet, so let me know. What are they laughing about? Yeah, y'all think that's funny, huh? So yeah, go retweet the stream tweet.
How long do you think it'll be till Joey goes, I'm struggling to find the humor in this situation?
Matt quote tweeted our stream tweet, and he said, this motherfucker Joey looks like he just heard the news about Trump losing for the first time. Like,
oh my god.
So if you haven't already,
no,
please go
Kyle.
Retweet the stream tweet. Hey, let me know. Jose, healthy, blinded.
He steals everyone's drip. He steals all his stream content. Nothing original about anything he does. It's just disgusting.
So, we can actually. Killer Cage brings up a great topic, me getting killed on JCFC 2. Well, that is actually our first topic, is JCFC 2.
Next is in real life, chat.
Wait, what? Hello?
Yo, guys.
Inside your house.
He's actually a hitman.
5 gifted and we dropped you.
We are one event away from a scam train. I don't know.
I don't know what I do. Holy shit.
Alright. I dropped you OTF cipher. No.
Oh shit, maybe. Yeah, I might accidentally.
Hold on. I found a way we might have dropped it on the fly cipher.
How's that?
If I change my verse of me going, yo, the rest of these lyrics do not represent average charity.
The problem is, you're second to last.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think.
Although Graham's after you, Graham is after you, so that would actually make a lot of sense because he's the only one who says anything. Yeah. Yeah.
Joey,
you're
accused. Wait, 5 gifted.
No! Oh shoot, I'm about to twerk.
Money glitches.
No. Yo, LMV, thanks for the 5 gifted, man. I appreciate it. Hey, my ult got a gifted sub in that. That's great. Thank you so much, LMV. Leak it. If you actually were watching, and Kill Cage, thank you for 100 bits. We're on a big old scam train.
It got leaked, right?
Yeah, so if you were watching the GG Frosty stream the other day, we showed him and Classy our on the fly cipher, and he muted this desktop audio, but you could actually hear a few lyrics here and there from his headphones. So, I think we'll probably keep it at that. Yes, sir, Aidlam, the all got a gifted before you.
Lyric,
I guess you're gonna have to sub yourself.
My favorite lyric was when Joey said the hard art.
That actually didn't happen.
Luckily, that one wasn't heard on stream.
Yeah, but that wasn't heard on stream.
Like,
that was the main reason we didn't release it, because of all the slurs from Joey.
No, actually,
insane.
No, I can't recall that, honestly. So,
wait, Harry, what the fuck was that?
What did you just do? So yeah, the album was pretty pogchamp. We're actually really sad that we couldn't put the cipher on it. Like really sad.
Harry.
Yo. So wait, can we actually explain why or no?
Let Evercherry explain to the best of his ability.
I won't lie. I think I can roughly talk about what happened.
Okay.
I received a DM from one of my sponsorship managers regarding me and my community bullying people. Or a certain person. I wasn't told who it was. Shut the fuck up, Carl the God.
It's actually like important stuff, chat. No yapping. This is okay.
And on the cipher, and on Glacier, I've seen lots of people name dropped. Lots of things were said, which could be seen as bullying. And I'd rather safe than sorry.
But people who've shown the cipher to. Oh, you go ahead. Go ahead. My bad.
That's why it wasn't released. On the future.
So the people we showed the cipher to, they actually don't think it's that bad. You'd be surprised. Like, there are people that we straight up semi-bully that. Yeah, there's weird. There's the people that we've shown it to don't think it's that bad. It's mainly because we're scared. We want to be as safe as humanly possible.
Well, we can't take the risk. Is the reason. We could probably release it and get away with it, but it's not worth risking.
In the end, it's a 3-minute song. It's not like it's gonna change your fucking lives listening to it. So it's just not worth it.
We could release it one day.
One day, perhaps. Yeah.
Until then, this shit will be like Donda on God.
True.
Yeah, we're literally the dawn of the community, bro. It's crazy.
Actually, true.
Exactly, Seb. Exactly. Also.
Yeah.
No, go on.
I was just gonna say the rest of the album we could talk about because I thought it was much better than the first one. There was some actual fucking bangers. The one where Lay Moon, I think Ynope go bar for bar. That shit was actually. Are you talking on the wrong side of your mic, Fabio? It sounds muffled. Are you on the wrong side of your mic?
Are you talking?
Joey, you're so
loud. Yeah, talking to this side of the mic because it's not muffled. Yeah. That shit was pog. I'm not gonna lie.
Also, Cryptic's verse. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. Cryptic did not belong on that song.
Look,
oh my god.
Let's be honest. Cryptic has 800 viewers right now and could host us. I actually fucking loved his verse.
Cryptic was the best part of the song.
Honestly, one of the most impressive parts.
That was the fastest Cryptic's ever moved, bro. Yeah. Like, he started running after that beat. Like, it was crazy.
Why does he have 800 viewers?
I don't know why he's on 850, but congratulations to him.
No. He hit me up and asked for the view bar that we use.
So that explains that.
We're never getting partnered.
Guess what, Woodens?
What?
I know where you live, and I'm going to release
I actually know where you live, too. We both know where each other live, and we're both going to just kill each other.
All right, let's say each other's address on the count of three.
3, 2, 1.
Oh shit. Yeah, go on, you got us.
Am I just a bot? What's up, Leo?
I thought, okay, this is my worry, okay? I hope the JCFC thing stays at like what the second album is, but if it gets too serious, I don't think it's gonna be funny anymore, right? Like, it has to stay like.
Do you think they're taking it maybe too seriously?
You need those shitters in there. If you don't have the shitters in there, it's just too good.
Yeah, I think that was the perfect blend.
We needed an Andy and Bison little track to like even things out.
Maybe, but we got the Alps track, we got the Mo track that was really funny.
That's true.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Alps track?
Oh my god, it was so bad.
That was easily the worst of the entire
story. Frosty's chat when that song came on, it was so funny. They went for his neck, bro. They didn't hold that.
I mean, no, if I love Alps, he cannot. Like, I'm bad, and my shit's better than what he did. Like, I don't even know what the fuck was going on there. It was not beat, literally just talking. Like, I can't explain
the
it.
The entire track, bro.
I'm gonna be honest. Jakku fucking blowed on his track.
Oh, man.
He wasn't the worst, so but...
Jakku got the iPad recording, like...
What the fuck is that?
Jakku, whenever he rapped, he sounded like he wanted to be louder, but he couldn't, so it was just kind of like...
The setting he recorded in, it just didn't make sense, you know what I mean? Like, he was,
But then Frosty's verse...
Bro, Frosty surprised me. I'm gonna be honest, I thought it was gonna be so...
His was very good. He was, like...
Was very good.
He, like, fucking did so... Was very impressive on the beat. Thank you, Gingerbread. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, he was very impressive.
I thought Frosty would be ass, I ain't gonna lie. Bro, imagine if the mob did a cypher, bro.
They should. They were talking about it, yeah.
Who do you think is getting the best?
Can I even tell y'all? I think I said the screenshot of the tweet. Me and Aaron made an album.
Oh yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
What happened with that?
Fucking fine. I don't know.
I heard it. Edward was rapping. Was like rapping about drugs and whatever.
I have that one song. Same for. I was like fucking around. And he goes like, lean on my brain. Yeah, coke on my face.
What? Sound a lot like me, to be honest.
Please release it.
Same dude that came on a Bozo Club hoodie.
True Vanishing Terror. That is actually a good point. Yo, Leo, thanks for the tier one, man.
Oh my god, Leo, thank you.
You're really loud, Joey.
I'm not loud. Stop. I'm looking at the level.
Can you please like lower down your volume?
Bro, all you do is scream all the time. I'm sick of it.
It's loud as hell.
Come on, man.
See how I'm treated, chat. You see how I'm treated. It's ridiculous.
This is what you get. You came late again.
I actually came perfect in time. I've been super busy. And I said I made time.
Wait, why?
What the hell is that?
Wait, tweet that.
What the hell was that?
Wait, Joey, look directly at the camera.
look directly at the camera.
Oh, I did it wrong.
Okay, Elps in the chat said my beat was garbage and that was the only reason why my song was bad. Sure.
Elps, weren't there like four people on your
there
thing?
Was four people, you were the
rest
worst.
Of them
what
didn't
mean?
Have that many struggles. It wasn't the best ever, but it wasn't that bad.
No. Frosty's beat was ass. Like that beat on that song was ass.
But he still killed
like,
it.
Juku was like, I googled beat on YouTube and got the second.
He still killed it, considering that, to be honest. Like, he still did a very good job.
Aside from that, like, Ginger Bat, I don't know who else the guy's called. Like, I can't remember. Aiden Zoll, all those fucking tryhards.
Aiden Zoll's was very good. Why did you just randomly link this series? But thank you.
My favorite person, by the way he sounds, is Aiden Zoll. I don't know why. I know he's not, like, probably the best.
Well, Damien is the best in terms of raw, like, voice talent. I think he was the best on that.
Yeah,
like, that chorus, his chorus on Skeet is, like... Like, that's, like, an actual singer. Yeah.
Not true. Like, no, but, like, when it comes to lyrics, I think Ginger Bat's probably the best.
Right. Oh, yeah. Alex
is insane, bro. This dude makes so many good bars.
Yeah, he was on it a lot.
So funny.
Yeah, he was on it a lot. Alex is Ginger Bat. He was on it a lot, and he killed... Obviously, I have to pay him back for the zombie freestyle, bro. It went on me for, like, a minute.
Oh, you got destroyed.
Like,
I'm sorry. I've listened to that again. Bro, he actually was so smart with those bars, bro.
It worked perfectly. It felt like it was good. And then, like, I don't even know what to say. Like, he killed me for literally, like, a good minute straight. That shit was ridiculous, so.
Yeah, you got destroyed. But, on the fly cypher part two? Nah, I don't know, though. I don't think we can actually do it, can we?
Yeah, what the fuck is this tweet?
Wait,
who tweeted Joey the Super Jew waiting on Lexia to arrive and it's just me?
Everyone keeps that.
I don't want to retweet that.
No, juice it is a banger, bro. Don't be sad.
Alright. Okay, yeah, that was a bar. I'm not gonna lie, Limbo, that was a bar. I basically, you know what it reminds me of? The week after that shit happened back in January, when you guys, the former Bozo Club, did the rap thing and you had Los Demix on, do you remember what he said? It's literally one of my favorite Twitch clips of all time.
Talking about me and Tabby. I saw that clip like the other week when I was going through some of those old clips.
Yeah. One of the best clips of all time. Yeah.
Wait, what did he even do?
Some shit about Tabby, bro.
The reason it was so funny, Cram, is it was like a week after that shit happened on the timeline.
Whoa, he still did it.
It was hilarious.
D-Mix, I want to actually hear him like on a track. If JCFC ever or like
JCFC and Throwgoat's got to compete to sign him, honestly. Like straight up,
dude,
like, they got to get him in there.
Do you think that's gonna happen? Though I don't think Throwgoats are gonna get out.
Nah, that's some bullshit. I don't know.
It'll flop.
I feel like it'll flop. I feel like they're gonna
I don't know if it's gonna flop. They got juice, man.
But the thing is, they're gonna focus too hard on like attacking JCFC and not just making like, does that make sense? Like, I feel like they're
they won't be able to make like a decent song, right?
Their intentions are misplaced.
Dude, wait, Throat Goats beef is over. Wait, what happened? No, look, I actually made a song the day after, not for Throat Goats or anything, and I actually want that to be on like, I don't know who else is gonna pick me up. Probably no one's gonna want me on their album, but I want to like.
Waddles is good. Waddles is good. Like, you should hear him on the OTF cypher. Like, this is the best part, in my opinion.
Everybody else was like,
that beat,
on the OTF cypher, and then
Waddles like, right, but it like it made sense. It made sense though the way.
No, but I had the ass beat though. I had the ass part of the beat. That's why. I don't want.
Well, you chose it.
Well, I didn't know it was the ass part.
Anyways,
okay, Jinjima.
We do only have a limited time, so you probably should move
bro,
on.
Bro, I'm
but...
just saying.
Oh, let's move on. Okay.
Wait. Me and Waddles, the old school freestyles we used to do.
Oh, they were fun. They were fun.
Oh, we gotta bring them back. All right. Anyways.
All right, we're moving on. Okay.
Do you want to just talk about? Yeah, go ahead. What you got, Jackie? Okay. Yeah, you're still a little bit quiet compared to everyone else, but you're fine.
Hey, Jackie.
So I wanted to bring up an idea. Would the chat like an on-the-fly Among Us proximity chat?
Ooh, okay, so if you missed it,
yeah.
Jackie...
Yeah,
that would actually be so good.
Proximity chat Among Us straight up, like, saves the game.
So good. Like, I can,
wait, what's up?
I can hear believe. Like,
We could do cams and proximity chat. Okay. That would be a fire stream.
So good. Like,
Brandon doesn't know what proximity chat is. It's when you can hear people.
Jesus Christ, Graham.
Shut up.
I hate this so much. This is the worst fucking place to be.
Proximity chat. He's telling us that. He's telling us that.
Please, Stephanie. Please, Stephanie. I don't want to hear him ever fucking again.
Nothing's funny.
It's because they kept talking over me. I'm pretty sure that's the joke. Like,
proximity chat is when you can hear.
Bro, y'all can't be serious.
I'm server meeting Graham.
I'm struggling to see the humor in the situation. Anyway, as I was saying, proximity chat is when you can hear people when they're near you instead of not being able to talk at all, and like you can talk to people near you.
Okay, bet.
Yeah.
So it was actually a lot of fun.
It's a very fun type of way to play Among Us. It's like, it kind of like shifts the whole like core of like how it plays.
Oh, Ram, shut the fuck up, please.
Your laugh is actually fucking.
No, listen. If you guys didn't watch Jackie's or Blanksy's stream yesterday, it was funny as fuck. It's gonna be good. I don't know who we're gonna bring on.
I agree.
Yeah,
we should do an on the fly.
Should we push back Pokemon?
Yes.
No, we can't push back Pokemon, and we can't do it tomorrow. I think Among Us is never gonna die.
Right. Yeah.
Listen, we're still, and that's actually leads into our next topic.
Honestly, wait, when are we doing the Pokemon?
Right, so that's the next topic is, chat, we're doing, I don't know if you guys know.
Pokemon cards, bro. Personally, I really like
Pokemon. All right, I'm actually gonna mute Graham. We are limited on time. There's no time for the bullshit.
No, he's like, I gotta meet up with Lexia.
We are going to get through three topics at this rate. I'm just trying to be reasonable, okay?
Waddles was like, yo, we're not gonna have enough topics for this podcast.
Okay.
What a fucking
so if you guys don't know.
Yeah, I put this earlier in the stream.
It's Ray Quaza.
That's
amazing.
So if you guys don't know. Okay.
What is wrong with you?
Graham, I'm about to unplug your microphone and break that shit, bro. I'm trying, chat! I'm trying to tease our next fucking stream. Okay. Okay, thank you. So if you guys don't know, next week, starting, I believe, Monday through that week, is Pokemon Week. A bunch of big streamers are doing a thing where every single day they open themselves opening like old Pokemon packs and cool Pokemon packs and stuff like that. So that's cool and all, right? You guys should probably tune into that anyways because it's really fucking cool. But because of that, we're going to be doing our own Pokemon stream again on Saturday during Pokemon Week. So we're basically competing with them and getting Pokemon people. Like, it's a bit like they're going to be the perfect time to do a Pokemon stream because the hype will be at its peak.
Also,
so we're very excited.
We're getting
so Saturday.
Miskip on our stream. So
and Miskip agreed to come on. Yeah.
And Too Mad.
Yeah. And we have
the Pokemon guy that Miskip always gets on his stream.
He's going to come on our stream and grade the cards and stuff too. So very excited about that. And of course, there'll be a podcast before that on our regular schedule of Friday. So that's the
upcoming
thing.
The podcast next week, guys, we have a guest. Now, we can't say you just yet.
Oh, he's a special guest. Oh, shit. I forgot about that. Yeah.
We actually have two special guests.
Hey, listen, put your guesses in the chat.
Yeah.
We ain't going to confirm.
Technically two. Technically two special guests, yeah.
Yeah, technically it's two. Yeah.
Announcement coming this week very soon.
Yep,
any
very excited.
Is that the Pokemon guy
I was talking about?
Is it Lexi? Yeah, it's Lexi. Lexi's our next.
Well, Lexi might be in the fucking background, but that's not the special guest.
He's literally in the call. It's Waddles.
Minus Whale? Yes. Minus Whale is who's coming up.
Yeah, the special guests are Smolzy.
Minus Whale and Smolzy. Yes, you guys guessed right. Well done. We're bringing. Oh my god, imagine that.
So yeah, Pokemon stream's coming up. We're going to be.
We have 40 viewers.
Look, I have that one too.
Yeah, I like that card. Harry, what do you think about Christmas tree?
Cryptic and Corinna.
That's actually a good topic. That's a
really cool Christmas tree, Graham.
Oh, should we talk about that?
Cryptic and Corinna.
So yeah, how the fuck did that happen?
Seem like he's getting clowned every time, but he's getting so much fucking juice, right? Do you guys know? Bro, yeah. The juice he's getting from all that clowning, like, it's so much. I wish I was getting clowned like that, honestly.
Yeah.
True.
Well, wait, do they follow each other, though?
I wish he was spit on me.
I'm pretty sure she follows him.
What the fuck?
God! I forgot that I'm
a Cryptic's so smart. He kept trying to do that thing, like, and Corinna would ignore him for ages, and like now she's like joking around with him.
Like,
she's also getting interaction.
It's like an ice machine.
But if I do, I get, you know, arrested or whatever. You know, it's whatever. Cool.
Wait, why would you get arrested?
Yeah,
because he's gonna fucking harassment.
Yeah, wait. Right? Why don't we just leech off egos with a lot of clout? They all have way more clout than us. Why don't we do that more?
I'd say we start with Charms.
Never mind.
Why did you name drop her?
I'm personally my favorite girl.
I'm thinking. Right, we get like those Fortnite egos with like 35k followers. We bring one of them on, and then we just completely destroy their ego and squad W.
What do you mean
ass.
Destroy their ego? What are you gonna
and
do?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Everyone else knows what I'm on about. And then we get the clout and numbers from it, but we don't give a fuck about them. We just use them. I think it's a perfect plan.
So you want to be an incel to a girl on stream and then...
Hell yeah.
No, I don't want to be an incel. I am an incel, okay? It doesn't matter.
You know that's like the big thing right now with like Twitch watch parties and shit? Yeah, why don't on the fly do a watch party with... Wank, the bad girl's pussy.
Yes, Dizro, you're right.
Kelly Klein prison team. How
the fuck? Sounds like a good idea, guys.
What are you doing? I'm doing my search history now. Fuck.
Yeah, I actually hate him.
You guys are brain dead. Wait, go on.
I have so much spit on my monitor.
I'm not an incel. I'm an AMD type of guy.
No, that's bullshit. Me and Graham are only friends because we both hate females. That's why, right, Graham?
Hey, my man, Wild. My man.
Let's fucking go. Okay, dude. Oh, we need to chill. Okay, we're losing focus here. Okay, what the fuck are we talking about? All right, we've already talked about what we're doing next week.
Joey, what are we talking about?
Joey, I was just going to take my pants off real quick because it's getting hot as fuck.
Why?
Don't you have to go pick up somebody soon?
Well, yeah, the pants will go back on before I do that.
Okay. Boom! Okay, controversial topic. We got a Fortnite kid in here. Fortnite season. New Fortnite season. What the fuck is that?
I haven't played Fortnite.
Okay, no, I want to hear Jackie's opinion, Graham's opinion, Joey's opinion, Alex's opinion. Because they've
been bleeding.
Okay.
I'm getting it.
Hey, new dumb Fortnite fucks, season. Would you guys like to talk about Fortnite?
Personally, I think Fortnite.
We like Fortnite.
Yes, I think Fortnite is very fun.
I really like
the new season. I like the new season. And I just bought the Battle Pass with the 25 tiers.
Why do you like the new season?
Why would you spend money on it?
Okay. There's an anime girl at tier 70, and she's kind of hot.
What?
That's the only reason you like the new season.
I thought there was something in my teeth. And also because they removed some of the cringe stuff.
No.
Oh. Like they made it kind of fun to play. Like, you know, there was like season 4, and there was like, you can get Iron Man's Gauntlet. You have like your building. It's just like, whoosh, and it's like, it's so annoying. Because like, and there's like a lot of like fucking challenges you have to do to even like get fucking started in the game, but like now it's like it's kind of better, you know?
Okay, but like
I really actually enjoy it, and I'm fucking dog shit at it, and that's saying something, right?
We know.
Yeah.
Okay, walking sludge, boy.
But you're dog shit at every game, so it doesn't matter. Like your opinion will be the same, you know?
Walking sludge.
What does that mean?
Joey wants to kill us all.
Joey's that. We have actually succeeded.
Joey's depressed. He's going through a midlife crisis right now.
Focus, dude. Okay.
Fortnite, in my opinion, is more playable than it's been a long time. But yeah, so I think it's more playable than a long time. It's still not my first or even like top five choices of games to play. But if like I had three friends that want to play, I'll play. I guess that's the way I look at it. What's my who?
What's your top five?
I don't really be playing. Yo, Lus, thank you for the 600 bits. We like Fortnite. We do.
Let's go.
I don't really.
Shut up, bitch.
Getting drunk on stream, getting drunk doing pinball.
As you know, I don't really like playing video games normally. But if I did, it'd probably be like Call of Duty.
No. Talking about video games. What's going on with the Minecraft Realm, guys? Can we get an update?
Minecraft Jackie, Rome, Jackie, have you decided? Because we can just, you can just straight up say what you're doing after. If it's okay. Happening.
After the stream, there is a very high chance that me and the other people on the call besides Joey, because Joey's busy, will be playing on the Minecraft realm that we are opening to friends. And we'll be streaming it sometimes.
No SMP server. It's not an SMP.
This is on never, the fly SMP 2. Get ready, everybody. On the fly SMP 2 moment.
Or if you pay me $100.
Graham.
Oh, absolutely. You can play for like $100. Like, that is
Graham,
no bullshit.
Do you remember when you had a realm?
Nope. I don't remember. Nope.
We had a realm and then you burn a certain person's house.
You burned weird people's house.
No.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Gingerbad, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Anyways, he burned down my house first. There's clip proof of it. And then I killed his foxes and I killed a stupid ass girlfriend.
Boy, that's cap. No, boy, that's cap, bro. You dead ass just burned his house down for no reason and you ruined everything. From that point on, he hated you, and then the Bozo Club broke up a few months later. Coincidence or not, it's all your fault. You are the reason why he hates us now. Fuck you.
Grandma broke up the Bozo Club. It was just master plan.
There's actually a clip of it. I can find it and show you. Of him burning down my house.
They don't deserve that.
Because it was his girlfriend's foxes, and I hated them. The foxes.
No, bro.
The foxes were...
I'm still open to the idea of having that fella in this group. I don't know about you guys, but I think it'll be fire.
I think we should kick out Fabio and get Aaron.
No. Justin Knight, you and Aaron is going to be our next two pickups, I think. So we're going to expand the group to eight people.
We have to have a sex icon. We have to have a sex icon.
I'm already here.
It's the news bright.
Podcast idea. We get Destiny's Bright on for a podcast. Oh, and we go through everything.
That would actually be good.
The whole thing, bro.
My desk on flip.
You would be.
That would actually be pretty solid. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not supposed to.
Who's still following? Who's friends with her? Graham's friends with her. We can make it happen. We could.
She could like explain the whole J92 situation.
Yeah, we can give her a platform to defend herself.
And then we just got fire on the chat talking about motorboating her.
Okay, so what?
she doesn't care.
Yeah, she has a boyfriend now.
Yeah,
she does. Yeah.
I'm just saying it.
Jackie.
It looks like a copy pasta of Justin. I'm not even gonna lie.
Copy paste.
Wait, the guy is a copy paste?
Yeah, but he's pasta.
Do you guys
think he's racist? That's it, though.
Who? Huh?
Do you guys think Destiny's new boyfriend's racist too? I wonder.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not familiar with him, to be honest.
Interesting question.
Interesting. Okay, let's move on. Okay. Wait, no. Shut the fuck up.
Wait,
okay,
no,
I need to talk about
this. Was it loose or tight?
Actually,
what? I'm not answering that.
Yeah, we're talking about Lexi or Tag.
Porn star. Especially would be like throwing a hot dog down a corridor.
Look at Joey. Look at Joey's face. He's gonna cry. Oh no!
I'm not gonna cry.
Did you say throw a hot dog down a corridor? I think that's actually good analysis.
You guys can probably guess.
You guys can probably guess.
Boy, that thing bleeding.
All right, no.
Poor Joey.
Joey, no, I need.
Joey's like, damn, stream canceled as of right now. All right, bye, guys.
Dude, he's just like, oh, when is this shit gonna be over?
I don't mind. We chill.
He's actually fed up with his bro.
No, dead ass.
Joey,
listen.
When did you wake up?
Like one.
Holy fuck,
you're a bum.
I'm sorry, that's coming from ex-Jackie? Call me a bum.
I can hear you.
I woke up at 12:59.
That actually
makes
sense.
Okay.
His room now. Oh my god.
Why, what?
In his room.
I have a guest. I clean my room. That's actually part of the reason, yeah.
Yeah.
Mojo, I'm wearing this fucking Fallon room because I love Joey, okay? Fuck you. I don't like a hipster.
It's a Joey cosplay stream.
Yeah.
Dude, fuck you guys. Alright, now we're moving on. Alright, Wastemans. Alright, listen here, yeah? This game that I haven't spoke about once. Shut the fuck up, fat fuck, I'm gonna kill you.
Oh, that's not the only word to go with.
Yeah, it's true. I say that word all the time off stream. It's very true.
Seven minutes. Okay, anyways.
What the fuck?
That's not true.
I got beaten. It was a joke.
You know that guy that followed Harry? You know? That one guy?
Guys, I was joking. Smile. I was joking.
Anyways, go ahead and talk about the game that you've never talked about.
Talked about this game, okay? It's called Valorant. Okay, no, I'm joking. Not that game. Cyberpunk 2077, yeah? Dropping in 4 days. In 4 days, right? What are your expectations?
Wait. How many days?
It's 4 days. I have a countdown as my desktop background, okay? I'm a fucking loser. Shut the fuck up. It's 4 days, 24 minutes, and 30 seconds, okay? I want it here.
Listen. Just in case he forgets.
Okay, yeah, just in case I forget,
like some walking slash.
Okay, boss up Jose, shut the fuck up. Please, someone time him out.
Okay,
what's your expectations, and what would disappoint you if, like, the game didn't have it? Or, like,
I'm pretty
whatever.
Excited.
But you don't even getting disappointed, bro.
No, the fuck I am.
I think the game will be really good. Disappointed if I don't get views when I'm playing it. That's
I mean, Harry is actually spitting. Harry is actually spitting. Yeah. That's the biggest issue with single-player games, especially something this hyped. Everyone's going to be streaming this game, so it might be difficult to get people to watch our stream specifically. So
streaming game to
Which is unfortunate.
You guys are fucking stupid, right? Listen, another thing. Okay, go on. Sorry, go on, Jackie.
I was gonna say another thing I'd be disappointed on is if I can't make my cock like 12 inches as like real life.
You can't have a fucking robot.
Jackie, it'll be realistic to you, so obviously.
Can I make my cock a weapon? Can I just like spin that thing around and go?
No, you know what's actually,
if they make it so that like every time you like slap somebody with your cock, you get like one damage taken away?
I'm actually a nerd. I know something about it. So you know your genitalia, right? Right? There's actually cyberware for it. Like, there's actually cyberware for your genitalia. That there's like two different like.
Does that shit got Bluetooth?
Yeah, bro. I don't know what the fuck they do, but yeah, there is. I think it just helps you get bad bitches, bro. I'm being dead ass. Bro.
You guys. Y'all think the Flash can kill somebody by coming in them?
Yeah, he can. Yeah.
Speaking.
Why? How would that kill them?
Because it's so fast, it can fucking cut somebody in half.
Oh, true.
Walking Flash.
No. Deadass, I don't get this. Like, Joey said, okay, the game might be boring. No, he actually didn't say that. Joey said, he doesn't know if it's going to be good for stream content. This is stupid, okay? This game is single play.
Waddles,
yes, right?
It'll be good stream content, but everyone's going to be on it.
Yeah, people won't
not on my watch, okay?
When I'm streaming it, Frosty isn't live.
Exactly. Which, you'll be fine with that. I won't.
Frosty won't be live when I send a bomb to his house. It won't matter.
What?
Okay, listen. Why? We're just gonna stream it. We're gonna have no one else live.
Turkey.
Turkey. Yo.
The fifth mod member.
Oh my god, yo. No. The seventh on the fly member. Let me know. Nah, no. Leave him alone. Okay. No, I actually miss Turkey, bro. I don't know where the fuck he's been.
I tuned into his last stream and I was lurking, chat wasn't even talking. And all he was talking about is why the Bozo Club was shit because of Aaron and on the fly is dead.
Real shit.
Bro, he knows, bro. Turkey's a real one.
He was cryptic.
My dickie's up.
Wait, what happened? I'm curious. What happened?
Shitty cosplay raid.
Oh my days. I'm a monkey. Oh my days. Let's fucking go. Dude, cryptic.
Did you guys see this dude cryptic and Crossman from Hawks? Like, start of a round?
Dude, Critic, we were talking about your verse before, bro, and how good you're at COD. You're
yeah,
so
I really thought your verse was one of the best, and
great
I thought,
verse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, Cryptic, all I'm gonna say is,
walking. You're all capping now. Nah, listen.
Thank you, though. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. And all the follows. We got like 15. Thank you guys so much.
Jesus, bro. Okay, what the fuck are we talking about? What?
Cyberpunk?
Well, guys. Imagine a 1v1 COD tournament. Like a knee down.
Oh, understandable, Cryptic. Understandable.
No bad bitches on right now.
No. Deadass, though.
We are on. What were the bad bitches?
No. Next week, we're doing a gunfight tournament. A week after that, we're doing a Smash tournament. A week after that, we're doing a Minecraft
Smash?
Yeah, motherfuckers just be saying
Where
random shit.
Where the fuck did this come from?
Yeah, I don't know.
Bro, deadass, though, I'm telling you. a Slippy tournament would go crazy, and that'd be so much fun.
Cease and desist. Let's
and
go.
I want a Slippy, and I would love to play it. Oh, Slippy, I would be.
Yeah, bro,
I'd kill y'all motherfuckers in the Slippy tournament. No,
Joey,
guys.
I don't realize, Joey, we're gonna get a cease and desist if we do a Slippy tournament.
Is that actually a thing?
What?
What is Slippy?
Yes, you know, Nintendo? That's why Nintendo's getting
flamed. Oh, yeah, Nintendo shut down a giant invent.
No. What do you mean?
Cease and desist. Yeah, whatever.
Bro, Joey, you released some fucking merch one time on Teespring. That shit got its fucking sniped out.
Yeah, because a bunch of fucking losers reported it. The fuck?
Yeah, but still, Nintendo's strict as fuck with copyright. We should not.
Nintendo Schmintendo. Whatever.
Basically, we have a Valorant tournament, we have another Warzone tournament, then we have a Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament, a staring contest tournament.
Yo, we should actually do that!
Gunfight,
Wait, like Mr. Beast did! Rock, Paper, Scissors, isn't that a thing?
Yeah, what's the
hopping Mr. Beast? Oh, we are 100% doing that! We are 100% doing that!
Let's do Scrim Style, Okay, Scrim Style.
Who's Harry versus Jackie?
Harry versus Jackie.
Everyone?
On shoot. Rock, Paper, Scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
1-1. Wait, this is actually hype.
Rock. That's actually good.
Hold on. Okay. Gotta concentrate.
Rock, paper, scissors, wacky slash.
Well, I've been bleeding.
What if we do
a staring contest tournament?
What, bro? It's too bad, bro. Everyone's got 30 FPS cameras, bro. You ain't gonna be able to see us blink, bro.
Yeah, I'm the only motherfucker that you'll actually be able to see blinking.
Oh, look at me, my name's Joey. I'm so rich. Fuck off, okay? Shut the fuck up. I don't care.
That is rich coming from you, pal. The fuck,
bro? Oh yeah. Wait, I don't be flexing what I have all the time. All the time. You're like, oh, look at this guy. Look at my setup. I got 8 monitors.
Hey guys, look at all my Pokemon cards.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna do a live Pokemon unpack opening. Okay, you guys go ahead.
POV, a racist gets close to you.
What? Wait, what? Okay, no. Let's talk about something that everyone knows about in chat. The Jake. No. The Jake Paul fight. Okay, did everyone watch it? Bro, that's exactly what happened to the other dude in the fight. He was put to sleep. You're right, Jackie. Good job. No, seriously. So I was thinking. On the fly,
Joey's opening up a Pokemon pack.
No, keep talking.
No. On the fly, right? When we get a content house, which is happening like in a month or two because of our new sponsors, are we gonna do like a boxing stream where we just fight each other 1v1?
Absolutely.
Who do you think is gonna win?
Let us know when you're about to go into the final card, Joey.
Yeah.
Who do you think is gonna win, though?
Who would win in a boxing fight? The person who would get knocked out the easiest, even though Jackie has the higher advantage, it might be him because he's built like an Enderman. Waddles, you built kind of small too. Like, if we're being honest.
Bro, but I boxed, none of you did, so you just.
Right.
Yeah, but you're white though, so you can't fight anyway. It makes sense, okay? Shut up. Alright, anyway,
I'm confused though. You know how the mob hasn't done like a single football stream or like a basketball stream together? Like, what the fuck are they doing?
Oh, I fucked up my pack. The best card was this.
Why are we opening Pokemon cards? What the fuck?
I'm addicted!
Dude, stop.
Yeah, keep going, my bud.
This is gonna be a fucking Pokemon.
No. Wait, no. Something that's actually going on right now isn't the Valorant comp shit happening right now?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. What do you guys think? Okay. What game do you think is the best to watch competitively? And what do you think of Valorant competitive?
I've not watched a single ounce of competitive Valorant, even though everyone's watching. I just haven't.
I'm being dead serious. Even if you don't like the game, Valorant competitive is actually so good.
I believe you. I just haven't done it. It's mainly because I haven't been watching shit in general. But
I've watched CS and I think it's better.
I think the best esport to watch is Rocket League. Smash.
Oh,
Rocket League and Smash.
Do you remember that one tournament where I don't know who, do you know that Justin guy where he scored the last minute winner in overtime, whatever it was?
Oh, like, that's the only time
I've watched a tournament. It was the most hype fucking shit ever, bro. That was the most insane.
That's like considered one of the most like hype moments of Rocket League.
Honestly, I might get confused. I miss Fortnite esports. Watching Fortnite esports is so fun.
To be fair, World Cup. I don't think anything touches World Cup. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh god, World Cup was actually.
World Cup was so fun.
Why, like, fucking the pro Smash players were so excited about Steve being in Minecraft?
Oh,
it's because he's a miner.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, fuck.
That's also why Greymoth was excited.
True.
Graham doesn't even know what's going on.
Yeah, calm down, guys. Don't start tweeting Graham's a groomer, okay, without any proof. Chill out, guys, okay? Someone's already done that before, you guys. All right, calm down.
Smash Bros. Is the best game to watch competitively.
I think Smash...
That's a stretch, bro.
It's up there. I fucking love it.
The game is super simple to watch. Like, from a casual perspective, it's super simple.
You don't need to know
Fortnite's
anything.
Also, I think Fortnite shits
on everything. I still like Fortnite. If Fortnite just... The adrenaline rush that you get in, like, Fortnite... Competitive is just so like
Fortnite World Cup. If Fortnite World Cup dropped,
what is the point of this? He just put my face on everyone in the fucking screenshot.
Wait, what the fuck is
don't
it?
Say I look like JHB. Nah, what the fuck?
He looks so real on. Oh no, he's Joey. That's why.
And no. Fortnite World Cup this year, like, not happening was such a sad moment because that would be so hard.
No, I had not mentioned it at all. I'm very excited about COD this year because of the changes.
Right?
You realize people, like, some rich fucking companies are doing invitations and flying people out.
But Fabio, this is a battle royale with 100 players at a time, and there's multiple matches.
The thing is, they can come up with something. I don't know, but they can come up with something. I'm just saying, it's possible.
Yeah.
Even if it costs like $3 million to have them all together, they can do it. It's fucking pocket money.
Okay. Random ass topic.
My dick right now.
Okay. Who's your favorite streamer right now? Because I know we've asked this before. No. But why? Yeah. Boom.
I relate to him with this ADHD autism type deal.
You want to be him so bad, for real.
You want to be Slicker so bad.
Yeah, I know I do. Yo, brother, you want 6 month money on that? Yeah, you get me. No, I don't even say that anymore. Go on. What are you saying? I used to want to be him.
No, Mizkif or Ludwig both. I like them both.
Oh my god. Oh, same. Yeah, mine's probably Mizzy Wizzy or Ludwig.
For me, it's probably Mizkif is literally the only streamer above 10k that I watch ever.
What, really? So none of you guys watch SQC?
Occasionally.
I watch SQC too, but like I just haven't gotten into him as much as I used to be.
Okay, very occasionally. My favorite streamer was Mizkif, and then it just switched to SQC because I don't know, like, I'm not that interested in just chatting content as much as I used to be. That's probably why. So I'd just be focused.
Fucking games just in them entertaining, right?
Yeah, like, I love watching Mizkif streams, though, but it depends.
I like watching Mizkif stream because he does a bunch of different things. I don't like watching XQC, especially when he plays Among Us, because it's literally just quiet and he's...
He doesn't play Among Us anymore.
No, not Among Us. Bro, his Minecraft speedrun, his Minecraft speedrun streams are better than anyone else's Minecraft speedruns. I actually think. He's good and he makes it fun to watch. He does stupid shit all the
time. One of my favorite chill streamers I like to watch, Clint Stevens. He's good. A Mario speedrun. I love watching Clint Stevens.
Yeah, someone. I have a couple like super massive streamers. Like I like watching Jericho. I've been watching him for like fucking 10 years.
Jericho, oh my god, a host.
Well, not anymore, but I'm a big fan of him. And then there's a couple other people. I like, if you guys remember Brown Man, Ray Narvez Jr. from Rooster Teeth. I watch his streams every now and then. He used to be in Rooster Teeth, not anymore. Wait, I don't know. Maybe some people in the chat do.
Wait,
but,
Fabio, who's your favorite streamer?
Right now, the only person I'm watching is that guy called Distortion. He plays Demon Souls. He speedruns that shit all the time. It's so fucking nice.
I have a question. What is everyone's first Twitch streamer they ever watched? Mine is Summit.
Sexy.
I'm pretty sure. Mine is Nadeshot. I'm pretty sure the first person I ever followed on Twitch is Nadeshot.
Mine. Mine was, do you guys know Teo? He's more of like a YouTuber.
I love Teo! Teo is so funny!
Are you autistic?
Wait, that actually was me too. Actually, I think it was a bit before.
But Teo is so good! I love Teo! He's so funny! Briefcase!
Gold glove, huge.
My first one was Teo, and I only what?
I like him.
and I gave him to chat and I subbed to him, and it was the only clip I've ever, like, the first clip I've ever made, and it's him going, "That saucy tackle, thank you for the Twitch Prime, I like that name," and I showed it to all my friends.
Oh, my name is so good.
No,
Nah, who's the first person you ever subbed to or like donated to?
Sexy,
I think my first sub was to fucking makeup.
The first person I ever paid sub to on Twitch wasn't until I think Dr. Disrespect or Courage JD in like 2017, early 2018. I've been watching Twitch forever.
I think the first paid sub I did was Courage JD.
Yeah, because Courage was really the first person that actually got me to interact in Twitch. I talk about this a ton, either in VCs or my own stream, but I didn't interact in chats for 8 years of being on Twitch, or like six years of being on Twitch. I didn't do anything on Twitter. I was like very disconnected. I would just like watch. And I was always, I remember having the thought in my head for so long of like, why the fuck would I ever watch a Twitch stream? Because the YouTube content is like the actual good stuff. Right. And I didn't understand like community feeling whatsoever. So I never followed people on Twitter that were like community people, never talked to them in chats. So I literally lurked forever. And it wasn't until Courage really where I was like, okay, now I kind of get it. And then I talked in Courage's chat, accidentally got permabanned for putting fucking dick in there. But the point is I learned from there, and then the mob boys, obviously. Actually, accidentally.
My first sub was to Mako, and then my first, like, the first time I gave bits was to Soda Poppin'.
Yeah, my first sub was like
500 bits per gram. Oh, I love you, Soda. Thanks so much. Or, what, I don't know what I said. He's like, I suck ass at this game, and that was
my first sub was like 2017, I think, or 16. Really? Like, H1Z one days. That was so fun.
Yeah,
I
only
watched
my first ever sub was to Jeff Fro, and it was like at the end of last year.
Really? Wow. End of last year?
Did you stay sub to him, or did you become fake and unsub?
Oh, I unsubbed to everyone.
I don't pay subs. Yeah. I unsubbed to everyone.
Recently, I'm actually like making a decent amount of money from Twitch. Right, I think I have renewed sub on for like what? I think it's Ludwig or like Misk if I have it on for renew for.
Yeah, I don't know, for renewing, like in almost every chat I watch, I can go in there first, beg for a gifted, and then sub if I have to. It's not like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not like I'm trying to be like, it just doesn't make sense to spend $30, $60, even $100 a month to sub to everyone.
I'd up really quickly, and the amount of money you spend.
Yeah, it adds up ridiculously quickly.
I think the most I was subbed to at one time was like 30 people.
$50. Yeah, there was a point where if you include gifted, I believe I had subs to like 50 total people, and I think half of them were paid. And that doesn't even include all the people I gifted subs to, because I used to gift a decent amount back in the day. So like it adds up fucking quickly. So I just can't justify, even if I was I can't justify it.
Another question. Oh wait.
Okay, go on.
I was gonna say, who is everybody using their Prime on?
I can double check.
Okay, am I the only person who just uses it on different people?
I use it on different people every now and then.
The last person I used my Prime on, I think, was Kaylee.
I think mine might be Joey, Loki.
Fabio. My Prime is currently Brooke AB, so I can't really make fun of Fabio. I'm a 10-month Brooke sub. I actually love Brooke.
Is cool.
I haven't subbed to her for a while. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. She's actually a good streamer, too. When did they introduce gifting subs? That wasn't always around.
Yeah, sure. 2017, 2018.
Crazy to me, bro. Before 2018, it must have been so hard to actually get subs.
Yeah. JD, you were Prime sub to Emiya?
And also,
JD,
subs, like,
awesome.
Wait, what's wrong with that mean?
Is Prime partnership only in 2018 too? Like when Ninja was popping up, or was that before? Was it before then?
Prime was slightly before, I think.
But you know that like I feel like Ninja, like Loki, his impact is like
Ninja and like Fortnite had like a bundle with like Prime as well. So like that just like skyrocketed Prime.
No, I know, but like Ninja was the guy who like made Prime like you have a free Twitch Prime. He made that whole thing
Prime thing was on him. Like he would be live, crazy. Right? He would mention Prime sub, his chat like 20 people subbing like with Prime.
Yeah. And also he kind of put Twitch like on the map. Like it wasn't as mainstream at all. It's kind of crazy what Ninja.
Twitch was insane.
Fucking Ninja used to like, I don't know. It seems like he just kind of lops the stream, because he's a fucking millionaire. Like
he's got too much money. Like, what the fuck does it matter?
So like, now he just kind of lops the stream to lop a stream.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel the same.
I don't think he cares about the viewers.
It's like pocket change compared to the money he gets from Adidas.
Facts.
Adidas.
The way I see his streams is like, he's like, I got to stream because I think maybe contractually maybe he has to. I don't know. But I feel like he might just go live because he, even if he was playing a game, he might as well go live, right? Because people just don't like. He's not trying to entertain that much because he knows he doesn't have to anymore. He's
Wait, being yeah. why does Myth have 41k and Ninja has 31k?
He's relevant tournament.
Yeah. Plus, Myth has been like Myth actually
Myth
like
is and, dude,
no, 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 no. I was about to say like because Myth used to be like everybody would look at him like, oh, he's just a Fortnite guy. He fell off, and now he's like popping in Variety and shit. Like it's crazy. I love.
He's
Myth.
Doing unique shit, like it, especially with the Valorant stuff. It's actually really smart from him. Like
Joey, unhinge them now.
Whenever I watch a Val Tony, I watch Myth because it's cool watching someone else react to stuff, right?
Yeah,
his analysis is
real quick.
Yeah. Myth has actually like had a really cool arc, if we're being real. But now we're nearly at the end of the stream, so let's go through the last few topics.
Wait, that is the most disrespectful message ever. He's not even subbed to me to make the joke. That's tough, Wiz.
No. Wait, Joey, any update on your weight loss thing that you're doing with Damien?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna fucking lose that, bro. Damien walks 4 miles to work and back every single day. I don't walk.
Oh yeah, you're done for, buddy. You are.
I saw him in the private. Not back. Okay, just there then. Either way. Go ahead.
But Joey, I seen him walking. It was like, yo, Joey, I'm walking 4 miles to work at the moment.
Yeah, so I'll quickly explain. So me and Damien, starting a week ago now, every 2 weeks we're going to do a weigh-in, attempting to lose weight, and the person who loses the least weight in that time has to give the other person $25 or 5 gifted. So it's actually, like, a lot. It's only $50 a week or a month. So it's obviously a good thing we're working to be healthier. This week I'm totally going to lose. Not that I'm not trying. I'm kind of trying. I'm eating somewhat healthier. It's more about he's getting the exercise in and I'm just kind of not. And then also I feel like this next week where I have guests over, I'm sure we're going to go out to eat and stuff. So it's like, it's kind of unfortunate timing.
Then you still have a chance to make
Every 2 weeks is when we do the thing.
2 weeks?
Yeah, for $25. So I have a week from today is the next weigh-in.
Yeah, okay.
So I will lose this first week, though, is my point.
Even if you go out to eat with your friends, you can just eat healthy, you know?
I could, but I don't know. It's more of the exercise. I haven't been able to bring myself to, like, it's obviously, I could say it all I want. I'm not really bringing myself to inspire myself to do it.
When you're around your friends eating, like,
No, for me, it's actually somewhat, kind of, but for me, it's a little bit different. I talked about this with my mom a lot. It's like, it's kind of like a mental thing that I do better about eating less and a bit healthier, but especially less when around other people, because I don't want to be like a fucking pig in front of them, you know what I mean? So that's not really what I'm worried about. It's more about the unhealthy stuff, but the less should help.
I'm gonna be real, I'm pretty sure I've realized the reason why I'm fucking fat is what was that, Joey?
Oh, I'm trying to get Jackie to dip so if he wants to stream, because it's actually three.
I'm just going to start it in the call.
Wait, Jackie. Jackie, are we playing Among Us Proximity Chat?
No. I play Minecraft.
I thought we were doing Minecraft. All right, chill. Wait.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, Harry.
The reason why I'm so fat, because my eating habits are garbage. This is because I have dinner early, okay? I have dinner.
I know what you're going to say. Yeah.
At quarter past 5:30, right? And that's literally perfect because it gives me time to do my homework and gives me time to stream. However, it's fucking 11, I enter my stream, I'm feeling a bit peckish. I go downstairs to get something, and all we have down there is like Baby Bells, like those fucking little Snickers and shit, like not creepy stuff.
Eating right before bed is like some of the worst thing you can do, and I do the same shit.
I'm gonna let you guys know though,
because I do a decent amount of exercise. You know, when I go to school, I'm at school, I go home. Yeah. But like when I put on a fair bit of weight over lockdown.
No, I get that. But
I'll go downstairs at 3 a.m. and have an entire fucking.
I want to tell you guys that's not like abnormal. Like I do that. The only reason you put on weight is because you have like a metabolism.
Yeah,
right?
I was gonna say having a shitty metabolism is why that happens.
Like,
yeah,
it sucks that it's that way.
Thank you, V.
Oh, thank you, V.
I'll go for dinner and I eat more than you guys, I won't gain any weight.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like I can eat a lot. I actually eat quite a lot, but I'm skinny as fuck. Well. Wrist, like my arms are thin and shit, but like it's not your fault, like is what I'm trying to say. It kind of sucks that it has to be that.
No, yeah, but at the same time, I've known this for 22 years and I'm still eating poorly. Like, it's not like at some point, I just have to make the mental decision, all right, this is
fucking
stupid,
it's kind of like if you have a fast metabolism, you're kind of like a privilege. I'm not even gonna lie,
yeah,
like low key,
The one thing I have realized, and this is mainly coming from like people who tell this shit to me, and like when I'm getting dressed for PE at school, my chest is fucking huge. So if I ever do like lose weight and actually like get muscly, I am gonna be like fucking. I'm gonna be built like Crash Bandicoot. I'm gonna be like fucking.
I have like, actually like a similar issue with this too.
my dad's chest is fucking massive. So if I stick in my stomach, I look like Johnny Bravo.
I know. I've like, noticed like a very similar thing. When I was at my lowest weight. Like, my chest pops out more than everything else by, like, a significant margin. Yeah. Like,
if I had a tiny enough chest, I would look so much fucking bigger. But, like, it doesn't, my actual fucking, like, stomach doesn't look that fucking
sugar,
big.
That's right. Exact same thing. Exact same thing. Yeah.
It's the gain weight is actually, like, it's hard as fuck.
Actually, true. Like, look at my arms, bro. Like, I can't gain no fucking weight on these, pencil arms.
I was borderline anorexic.
Right. So, it's kind of like a give or take. Me personally, coming from some, obviously this is way easier for me to say because of the situation that I'm in. It seems like it's better to be in your situation just because you're not fucking dying from an obese or like a health related issue anytime soon.
Like, you're not gonna fucking die.
I was like on borderline, like I was gonna get diabetes type bullshit. That's how bad it was for me. Like, so, but that's never gonna happen for you guys. It's the bigger issue is if you're not eating enough, I guess, or like not getting enough help. But like, I don't know.
I think it's relative, okay? Because hear me out, right? You can have a really, really quick metabolism where to the point, even if you, like, it's just too hard for you to gain weight, right?
Right.
It's just all relative. Like, some people have body dysmorphia, some people don't. It's just all relative. Like, for me, like, it's not being, I think I'm actually blessed, but that's just my opinion. Everyone else is going to feel differently.
Yeah, I agree. It kind of just comes down to opinion.
It's like whatever. Like, that's how it really works in the end. Everyone's body's completely different, right?
So, to wrap that up, me and Damien doing a thing. If you want to see how much we weigh, just tap in a week and we'll shut up. Lexi's literally on a plane.
At the airport?
She literally doesn't land for 50
that's
minutes.
That's a shame.
Not to mention... okay.
No, this is true, Damien. This happens to my dad. That happened to my dad. That's actually,
I hope it
is. Is this Mrs. Gomez I'm speaking to?
Tabby. What are you doing?
Jerry Kate? Jackie, start your fucking stream. I gotta go.
Joey has to go to the airport.
No, I actually had a lot of fun. Guys, this was like last minute. We know, like yesterday, we didn't. This was last minute. We wanted to get a podcast out this week. It was mostly Joey that was pushing for it. So shout out, Joey.
It was good.
We don't actually hate Joey. So, I just want to point that out.
Yo, we actually Shiv put in the group chat, by the way.
Okay, we will. Dude, also Cryptic, I know he's not here, but I just want to say Cryptic, thanks for the host. Thank you for all the subs, all the follows. Good stream. We're going to host Jackie if he goes live. Hurry up. Are you bum?
I'm live.
Okay. All right, next Friday, podcast. Saturday, Pokemon.
They're not done, though.
Announcement this week.
Yeah. They're not done, though. Go watch Jackie. He's literally going to be playing Minecraft with the majority of the people in this call. So if you want to watch more shit from us, simply tap in and watch more shit from us.
The reason why it's only an hour is because Joey has to do something. That's the reason.
Let's go to Jackie's stream.
Jackie's stream. I'll see y'all later.
We dick to Jackie. We hate
him.
Anyway, bye.
Thank you guys very much for watching. And YouTube. We'll see you later.